Well, strap yourself in, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure your helmet is on and the seats are ready to go. Talking some motoring with David Brown from drivenmedia.com.au. How are you, mate?
I'm very well. Thanks, Andrew.
Mate, in August, I can't believe I missed it. It was International Traffic Light Day.
Oh, I was worried that you may have covered it in depth. So it's good that you haven't. Yes, the 5th of August was nominated as International Traffic Light Day.
How long have traffic lights been around?
Well, it said the first one was in London. They claim that being the first, December 1868. Now, they did it, of course, it represents priorities. They did it to allow members of Parliament to cross Bridge Street adjacent to the Houses of Parliament. Perhaps that's just priority, or perhaps there are a lot of people trying to run them down. I don't know.
Well, a bit now, from column A and a bit from column B, probably.
The signals were moving semaphores and they had gas lighting that gave a red or a green colour, mainly to augment it at night. But that's not the anniversary of the first electric traffic lights. And that was in America, in the corner of Euclid Avenue, lovely mathematical reference, and East 105th Street in Cleveland, Ohio. And that was on the 5th of August, 1914.
I tell you what, I reckon you would easily win a bet or some trivia with that, because most people would have guessed surely New York is the first location for the traffic light.
Yeah, you would have thought so. It seems like it was the most intense, but maybe it was the area in the middle of New York where there weren't as high speeds.
Oh, yeah,
and
I guess, yep.
Perhaps the issue is that in Cleveland, that it was maybe wider streets, maybe more conflict at a different speed differentials more than it was necessarily conflict of cars. If you were in New York, you might well be of travelling slowly. The other issue is that it can often depend, too, on other people and what they want to do. For example, the first set of traffic lights in Australia, in Sydney, I believe, was on the corner of Druitt and York Street, and they picked that there because Druitt was a hill climbing up, and the police still wanted to control the traffic, so they were hoping that trucks coming up the hill, the police would have seen a truck and waved them through so they didn't have to start on a hill, but as it turned out, it all worked out well. So, there are many other factors that might be involved.
I imagine the first set of traffic lights in Muswellbrook surely was on the New England Highway, or what we call Maitland Street, where it meets Bridge Street, which is basically a big right-hand turn for the New England Highway. That's the place that I expect. I'm sure anyone who's listening, 6543 1981, if you know where the first lights were, give us a call. Also, Australia has led the world when it comes to this sort of technology, David.
Yes, indeed. Now, by the way, I sat on that corner counting trucks in my early career when we were doing a review of heavy trucks throughout the Hunter region when I was working for government. But I think it was on. I think there's a pub there, wasn't there?
Yeah, the Prince of Wales. It's now a glorified bottle-o these days.
Yes, yeah. And I did not partake of their substance, otherwise the count may have been put to some doubt. Yeah, Australia has led the world in our SCATS adaptive system. It was built and developed in Sydney. Sydney Coordinated Adaptive Transport System, or Traffic Signal System. And the reason for that is it's coordinated and it's adaptive. And now that has been sold in 28 countries around the world, 187 cities, 55,000 intersections. I must check whether it's the first one is covered by it now. Around the world are currently using the system, and they're going to spend $60 million to update it now.
Very quickly, David, the very first ones, were they just red and green, or has the red, orange and green always been in place?
That's an excellent question. I think my memory from a photo was that they did have the three lights to it, but I'd have to confirm that. It's an interesting point, because then when it goes to pedestrians, we only have red and green.
Yeah.
And the flashing red means an amber, but not everyone understands that.
All right. Well, there's no stoplight here, and that won't get in the way of you joining us again next week when we talk more motoring with David Brown from drivenmedia.com.au. Thanks, mate.
My pleasure.